It's Thursday, the 18th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8 a.m. news bulletin. The Bank of Namibia opted to retain the repo rate at 7.75%, aligning with the projections of Sirius Capital's economist Robert McGregor, as anticipated by the regulator's Monetary Policy Committee meeting. Here is McGregor's analysis on consumer spending.
Domestic credit uptake has been weak. However, we do think that there is a marginally more positive outlook for this in the coming months, particularly as the 5% civil service wage adjustment should take effect. And in addition to that, we await the implementation of the new personal income tax brackets, which should also provide some relief to consumers.
Ben Sharnick, director of the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia, played a significant role in the recent Scaling Up Nutrition initiative in Kenya. The event brought together civil society alliances from Eastern and Southern Africa to tackle nutrition challenges within the context of the movement. Sharnick provides an update on the summit.
Three types of malnutrition are actually on the rise in Africa, or especially in the Eastern and Southern Africa. That was one of the outcomes from this meeting, that we realized the situation is unfortunately getting worse and not better. And we were then learning from each other. There's very different country contexts in which we operate. Some of us are quite stable, like we in Namibia, and others like South Sudan, Ethiopia, are more in a crisis.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. Ndumba Kamwanya, a political analyst, delves into the potential impact of planned veterans, also known as SWAPO veterans, on the upcoming elections. He underscored the uncertainty regarding how the demands of these groups could shape election outcomes, citing the presence of multiple conflicting factions within the veterans community.
They fall under the Plan Association, which has, I think now, has affiliated to the ruling party. So because of that, I think many people will not want to see themselves at loggerheads ahead with the ruling party.
Political analyst Erica Thomas also weighed in.
If they happen now to say, okay, they're not going down to vote for SWAPO, what benefit would they get from the opposition? So it's better to stay with the master that you know best, as to opt for the new one that you have to learn their tactics.
SA former President Jacob Zuma will appear at the High Court in Johannesburg in his capacity as the private prosecutor in his bid against current President Ramaphosa. The Zuma Foundation states that the purpose of the appearance is to provide an update to the criminal court on the ongoing appeals in the Supreme Court of Appeal regarding the review and setting aside of the summons served on the accused. U.S. President Joseph Biden wants to triple U.S. tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminium, increasing the import tax to 25%. Biden is visiting steel workers in the battleground state of Pennsylvania as he looks to win over unions as part of the re-election bid. Nick Harper brings us the report from Washington.
Under President Joe Biden's plan, tariffs would jump from 7.5% to 25%, a considerable increase and a renewal of the long-running trade dispute with Beijing that began under Biden's predecessor, former President Donald Trump. The Biden administration has ramped up criticism of China in recent months, expressing concerns about unfair trade practices, low-cost exports, and oversupplying. Biden, looking to shore up support and endorsements from unions, is offering a message of support for American manufacturers and protectionist policies to safeguard U.S. jobs.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.